You're listening to Bro Radio, and I'm joined by the newly elected councillor for Illted Ward, Councillor Brandon Dodd. Brandon, thank you for coming into the studio.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, first of all, you've seen weeks and weeks of campaigning. How did it feel to be elected a couple of weeks ago?
Well, it felt amazing. It felt the fruit has come forward, everything. Talked to people on the doorsteps, everyone really happy, a lot of support, a lot of social media support. TikTok's been my most positive, quite surprising if it was going to be my negative. I had a lot of support on TikTok and on my socials, but good, yeah.
And the Illted Ward, it's traditionally a Labour Conservative kind of stronghold, bouncing between the two. But the results in this election saw quite a close battle between Reform UK and Plaid Cymru. Why do you think it ended up that way?
I think people just want change, and they're thinking Reform hasn't had a chance. A lot of people that I've spoken to on the doors have thought Reform, give them a go type of thing. We haven't had a chance. People are fed up of the status quo of the Labour, the Plaid, the Conservatives. They're a bit fed up of how things have been run over the last 20 plus years, or even sooner. So I think people just want to see what we can do. We haven't had a chance, so why not give us a chance and we can see what happens. Then people can critique us. We haven't really been criticised on, but we haven't had the experience to do it. So give us the experience and then you can criticise us is my main thing.
And Reform is obviously known at the minute for quite a lot of big national policies, but on a local council level for this election, what were some of the things people were saying on the doorstep they were turning for you on a Vale council level?
Just social services, local services like police, doctors, waiting lists for the Heath Hospital, all that type of stuff. And they're just like little things like potholes. Like I know Barry hasn't got the best, my street as well. Like our potholes are some of them. So deep. So people are just want stuff done. Like the bins, we have our bins by us. I live by Port of Kerry, take the dog for a walk all the time. And our bins are always overflowing all the time because I believe it's only gone to twice a week now. They're being collected. It's so people are just a bit fed up and they just want change. And I'm trying to make sure that people's voices and just some of the small things that have been neglected over the years or have been changed and are having a negative response, such like the pricing or the parking over the nap. And cosmetics, and that's been a big thing I've noticed when knocking doors. People have said they're really annoyed with that when people have gone, when the people used to go like myself, would go to the nap, have a walk, have an ice cream or a coffee, and people are getting priced. That was only a little bit of money, but I think people don't know where the money's going as well. That's another thing where the council hasn't told us the money from these, where is it going? If we could see that, maybe that would be a bit of positive light to it, but people are just being priced out of just going for a coffee or take the dog for a walk. It's just more money that people already haven't got. And they're just not enjoying it. And it's local businesses. I spoke to one of the local businesses down there and I've seen on Facebook posts, they're really struggling with people not going now because they can't afford it. It's extra money that they don't have.
And prior to this election, tell us about your background and why you decided you wanted to become a councillor and run for election, first of all.
Well, my background is with social services. I work with vulnerable children. So and my parents have been foster carers, own the Cumtalag pub. So a few people might know me from there or know my parents, but my father, a big Reform supporter over the years, and he said to me one night, why didn't you become a member? So I did. And then I think a few weeks later, I had an email asking for people to apply to be a councillor, and I did. And then here we are. It was quite a bit of a big thing, but it was something I'm glad I've done. And it's definitely had a positive on my life. It's made me opened up. And I think Reform's really opened me up to the political scene and how a lot of people my age, a lot of my friends aren't very political. We just kind of just go with it, what our parents say type of thing. But now it's really helped me. And I hope a lot of other people, and I've had people say that I've helped them wanting to apply to be a councillor, even if it's not for my party, for Reform UK, for other parties, which I think is good to have more younger councillors.
And you would say that you are probably one of the youngest councillors potentially on the ballot.
I think I'm definitely one of. I'm 26, so I'm not sure about some of the other ones, but I believe there's a Labour councillor that's younger than me. But yeah, I'd be in the top few.
And we've seen a few young Reform councillors across the country being criticised. What's your response to that, I suppose, that people are criticising younger councillors for getting involved and being in politics?
I think people are just scared because they think that we haven't got the experience, or especially some of our younger ones. I believe there's one that's 19 or 20. So there is a lot of younger, but fresh blood, it doesn't matter. Some of us might have no experience in life. Some of you would be surprised the 19-year-old might have more experience than the 35-year-old person. So we don't know, but I think it's really good to have younger people interested in politics and interested in their areas and having a strong voice and a young voice, where the older generation might be more stronger on other things or a bit set in their ways type of thing. So I think a bit of new blood is good, especially young people being active in their community and in politics. I think it's a great thing.
And we're seeing Reform UK win in local by-elections across the country, including in Cowbridge, got a week's back for a town council position there as well. Do you think these kind of wins in yours help set the ground for the Senate election next year?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're setting the work down, the concrete work in. We're getting our little base everywhere. We're getting in it, every council around the country or in Wales more than anything, so we can get ready for the Senate elections and hopefully have a good result. But I think so. We're doing the work, making sure we've got, and people know we're in it. Like now we're in the Vale. We weren't in the Vale before, so people know we're here. And all of the counties and councils, they know we're here now. So they've got a Reform representative, and they might have felt that they were before the ostracized, or they were a bit scared to say they're Reform because there was no representation in their counties or councils. But now we do have that, so I think that's positive.
And obviously, compared to some councils, because it's a by-election, you're the only Reform UK councillor. So how do you think that's going to help you in terms of being able to make change? Normally, obviously, there's a bigger party and more voices mean more action. How do you think you're going to be able to act as a councillor to help people in the Ilted ward?
Well, I'm going to try my best. It's definitely going to be an uphill battle with me being the only one. I'm basically nigh on independent. But I'm hoping that my voice and experience and things that I care about, like social services, as I've worked in it, so I can bring my voice and experience to that and just try my best and try and see who I can get along with and try and make sure we can push motions that we can all agree with, and people speak for my residents more than anything to get their voice out that might have been not before some people that are reformed but they couldn't speak to their council because they were Labour or Conservative, and now we're here, maybe they want to speak about stuff that wasn't, brought forward before.
Brandon Dodd, new councillor for the Ilted ward, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.